It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we will discuss the impact of what Mayor de Blasio's proposed school schedule is going to do to parents in New York. But friends, before we get to that, do you know what kind of bad behavior China is up to? Did you know that they are spying on us like never before? Gordon Chang in the green room to get things started. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Now reach the point where the FBI is opening a new China-related counterintelligence case about every 10 hours. Of the nearly 5,000 active FBI counterintelligence cases currently underway across the country, almost half are all related to China.
That is an astounding thing that came out of Director Ray's mouth yesterday from the FBI. Half of all of the intelligence counterintelligence cases that the FBI are opening now are related to China. And did you hear the statistic he started with? One every 10 hours or so is started all over again. A new China counterintelligence case starts almost every 10 hours. That is an enormous amount of subterfuge that's being run against us if they're all legitimate and we're having to deal with them. Here to discuss this, amongst other things, is Gordon Chang. You can find him at GordonChang.com and follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. I consider him the world's top expert on the region and appreciate his insight with us on a regular basis here. Gordon, welcome back. I hope you had a great fourth. Were you surprised when Christopher Wray said those words yesterday?
I'm not surprised that about half of the counterintelligence cases relate to China, but I am surprised by the number, because if we go back about a year or so ago, maybe 18 months, they were talking about over 1,000 cases against China. Now they're essentially saying just a bit under 2,500, and that is a big jump. Clearly we know that China has been moving to obtain intelligence from the United States for decades. But it seems that at least in recent years, there has been a noticeable increase in the tempo of China's activities.
So let me ask you a couple of tactical things. Why the U.S. and why this intensity now?
Well, you know, as Willie Sutton said, he robs banks because that's where the money is. Well, the U.S. is where the technology is, where also a lot of the world's military prowess is American. And indeed, the U.S. is the only country that is able to confront China meaningfully. So I think that's the reason why we are the target of all of these Chinese cases of espionage and surveillance.
So and you know, the interesting thing about the pandemic, of course, is that it started in Wuhan and has moved around the globe. And there's been increasing underlying tensions that, you know, were already in place, the global trade war and some of the other things. But I'm seeing things now like China trying to use social media apps to gain intelligence through people. There's one that the State Department is even thinking about banning because they feel like it's too vulnerable. They're using, I'm assuming, human assets on the ground. What is the scope, as best as you can determine, in terms of how they're going about trying to get this information?
Well, China takes illicitly hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. intellectual property each year. We don't know exactly how much, of course, but people talk as perhaps as much as $600 billion. Many of the estimates center around $300 to $400 billion. But whatever it is, it's a grievous wound, and we've obviously got to stop it. We've had previous administrations who either took very little action or took actions that were designed to be ineffective. And so, yes, the Chinese are thieves, but we allowed them to be thieves. And so this really is on us. And we can stop this. We have to obviously take a much more resolute stance. And the current administration is moving in the right direction. Needs to do more, but we're moving in the right direction.
Well, I think this is a painful question to ask, Gordon, but I, you know, you think back to World War II and what we didn't know about espionage and how it was being executed, and then, of course, the Cold War. Do they have human assets in infiltrating American companies, American laboratories, American colleges? Are they, have they turned Americans against America? Are there human agents that they are seeking and recruiting for their purposes? How are they going about this level of penetration?
Well, there are Chinese agents and assets throughout American society, from the top to the bottom. And the reason that China has those assets is because its efforts to get them have been determined, and they have been doing this for decades. They use a lot of money. They throw it around. And so we have not taken steps to counter this.
Yeah.
So this isn't a question as much an American failing as it is a question of Chinese villainy.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I want to kind of point out. And they've done some other things through back channels. I mean, they've solidified their currency. They've got almost a gold standard with a kind of oil commodity standard behind it in a way that's stronger than it's ever been before. And this, for people that have been watching it, it's very disturbing. But let me ask you this, because this is where it really the rubber hits the road here. Is there a difference fundamentally in a Donald J. Trump administration and a Joe Biden administration in terms of the approach that they would deal with China with?
Yeah, we haven't seen Biden as president, of course, but I do believe that there would be a fundamental difference. President Trump, I think, believes and has believed for a very long time that China is a threat to the United States. Whereas Vice President Biden has consistently talked about cooperation with China. And this brings us back to May 1st of last year when Biden said that China's not competition for the United States, almost in those words. And he said that China's leaders were not bad folks. And so that shows, I think, a fundamental difference in outlook towards China. Of course, President Trump has said, I think, some unbelievably generous things about his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. But most of those things were said in the early months of his administration, where every American president tries to build cooperative relations with Beijing. Xi Jinping spurned that generous approach. And so now President Trump has taken a more resolute stance, and his language is more resolute.
Yeah.
But Americans have got to understand that we can't cooperate with China run by Xi Jinping, or indeed by the Communist Party.
Is it problematic that Joe Biden's son is still on the payroll of a major Chinese corporation and getting tens of millions of dollars a year for it?
Absolutely. Biden's son was, you know, I can understand China putting $1.5 billion or whatever under management of an American, but you would expect that American would have extensive experience managing portfolios and money.
Right.
I don't think that Hunter Biden had that experience. And considering the circumstances under which that money was entrusted to him, this is very suspicious.
In the controversy of the Wuhan virus going global, the World Health Organization certainly played a role in that. The president announced yesterday that we're withdrawing as of June of next year. Your take on how that changes the equation?
This is a fundamental change that President Trump is saying to the world, that he will not put up with failing multilateral institutions. And Kevin, we've got to understand how serious the collaboration between Beijing and the World Health Organization was. The WHO propagated narratives it knew was false. Those were China's narratives. And specifically, I'm referring to China's belief or contention that the coronavirus was not human-to-human transmissible.
Right.
Chinese leaders knew about that for at least 5 weeks, maybe months. And the World Health Organization helped them propagate that to the world with the infamous January 14th tweet of the WHO. Mm. Moreover, the WHO supported China's efforts to pressure countries to not impose travel restrictions and quarantines. This was the WHO's January 10th statement in support of China's position. Those two acts by China, travel restrictions and quarantines and human-to-human transmissibility, that's what made a disease which should have been just located in the center of China and made it a global pandemic.
Gordon, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm really grateful for this. My joints don't hurt as much, and I have a lot more energy and focus. I've been amazed at the difference. I'm working on weight loss right now, but most importantly, first and foremost, I just want to be healthy again, and I'm feeling better and better every day. I'm sleeping better, too. You know, I kept hearing about it on the radio, and I just said, you know what? This is fantastic. Everybody is saying all of these things that I'm trying to fix, and I said, I know this will work. And sure enough, it has. It really, truly has. So I'm very grateful.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, you have to see Larry Elder's new movie, Uncle Tom. The people in this movie share three things in common. They're courageous, they have had a life-changing experience, and they are Black Americans. Conservatives, even. These are the voices of the movie, Uncle Tom. See it now at uncletom.com. It's a story of hope and redemption. Uncle Tom.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Rain is back and 77 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate signs, suspended meters in effect. Delays on the Belt Parkway west by Ocean Parkway to the Verrazano Bridge. FDR northbound slows from the 30s to the 60s. Crash on the LIE westbound at the Van Wyck onlooker delays eastbound through the area. Inbound George, good to go for the upper with the stalled tractor trailer cleared. Outbound Lincoln 10, outbound Holland 20. A stall on the parkway south, but at 145 for 280 is in the right lane. It's an accident in Newark, 21 south, but at Elm Street blocking a lane. Tom's River, a crash on the parkway south, but at 89A in the final stages. In Orange County, watch out on 84 in both directions around the Thruway and 9W. Very heavy rain there. And an accident on the Sac to Coast North, but at Pioneer Drive, clear from the left lane. Your forecast, on and off rain today. Now it's 73 tonight in the city, but Thursday, mostly sunny and 88. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2, God says, "Write in a book all the words I have spoken to you." In the midst of a pandemic, we've rediscovered a world that's hungry for truth, for the gospel. As Christians, we're called to run with God's banner for all to see. At ChristianAuthors.com, we're linking arms with believers like you. If you have a testimony to share, go to ChristianAuthors.com. It's time to put pen to paper. Let us help you get your story published. Go to ChristianAuthors.com today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, TheAnswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
New York, LA, Chicago, they're all losing people. New York City alone lost more than 500,000 residents just during the first few months of COVID. Millions more are expected to leave. Meanwhile, there's been this massive surge in demand for real estate in rural and suburban Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, Montana, and Oregon. City living is just becoming passe.
Wow, I never thought that Kristen B. Tate, who I know deep down in her heart of hearts, is a lover of New York City. But she's telling the truth there. I know it for a fact because if you drive around the area where I live, there are homes on the market everywhere. People are leaving in massive numbers. But why is it all happening? She took that on in her most recent column for The Hill, and she rejoins us as she does every Wednesday. Kristen B. Tate, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you as always, Kev.
So why did you decide to write about that? What was the impetus for your interest in the subject?
Well, as you know, my latest book, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, chronicled the exodus out of blue states and cities that we've been seeing for the past year. However, COVID really just accelerated.
It was like throwing gas right on a burning fire.
Exactly. So I was curious to what extent COVID has accelerated the trend. And so I studied real estate sale data in both big blue cities and then also in suburban areas and even some rural areas that are seeing massive surges in demand.
And what'd you find?
So what I found is that the numbers bear out the theory that people are fleeing. So New York City has already lost almost 700,000 people and is expected to lose several million by the end of the year, as have Chicago and LA. And to be clear, it's not just families who are picking up and leaving, it's young people as well. So nearly 3 million young people moved back in with their parents during COVID. A lot of these folks are now working remotely permanently and will not return to the cities. And it makes perfect sense, Kevin. Think about it. I mean, why would you go back to a city where you have to pay $3,000 a month in rent for a one-bedroom apartment, where crime is through the roof? I mean, we've seen double-digit murder rates in Chicago and now New York every single weekend,
right,
where the public school systems are an absolute joke. They're failing. And where you can't even enjoy the culture of these cities anymore because restaurants and theaters are all shutting down. They weren't allowed to make revenue during the virus, and now many are disappearing permanently. So people are moving to smaller, more sparsely populated areas. And in a lot of cases, they're discovering the charm of small town living. I mean, you can get a great place to live for under $2,000 a month in a lot of suburban areas. A lot of places that have fewer people have stunning natural beauty, a great sense of community, and they're safer.
Yeah. Well, and you're so right, because I think the charm of New York and to some degree Chicago and Los Angeles all have to do with what those cities as cities, were holding for people. Megyn Kelly put something on her Twitter a few weeks ago that was so profound. She said people pay for the apartment in New York not to be in the apartment in New York. They pay for the apartment in New York to be in New York. But they put up with that. They put up with the cost and the expense because of the amenities that the city entices with. When you do not have anything to do, anywhere to go, and you're basically not needed to show up at a physical address for a job each day, it makes being there and paying that price to be there highly unattractive. So this is not shocking in the least. And I guess the question is, Kristen, are we watching? And I say this as a lover of New York City. This is one of the reasons why I wanted to be here. Are we seeing the eclipsing or the passing us by of the day in which the world class big city and all the things that go with it, the ballet and the culture and the Broadway and the restaurants and all those things, are we done with that? Is it permanently down for the count?
It's certainly going in that direction. If New York continues in the way it's going, now they're talking about defunding their own police department. If that continues to happen, it's only a matter of time before big corporations follow suit and leave the city as well. In fact, many are. J.P. Yeah. Morgan is now shifting out of New York. Then you'll really be in a situation where New York will become a burnt out urban area like Detroit used to be. And what I think we'll see what we'll see happen is second tier cities like Knoxville, Nashville,
Austin,
Dallas,
Birmingham.
These kinds of places are going to boom and become new cultural centers.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch. And I think it's so important that not only did you mention that this trend was happening because of the taxation and the policies that were going on ahead of time, but once pandemic hit, that made it even worse. And then to add to that, the riots and all the reforms that seem to be being talked about changing now in the aftermath of that are adding to the real distaste. I mean, and in New York, you've got quality of life crimes that were allowed to be put back into public legality, like public urination and that sort of thing. So, you know, nobody wants to live in a place that's not enjoyable to live in, and they certainly don't want to pay a lot of money to be there.
And you know what's the saddest part about this is the people who will be hurt most by all of this are the most vulnerable and the poor
right.
who can't afford to move. You know, these liberals who are advocating for all this stuff think it's all well and good to have liberal policy until it comes to their doorstep. And then you know what? They move because they have the means to do that. But the poor and vulnerable, they're stuck in these cities with the horrible schools, the exploding crime, and there's nothing they can do about it. These are the people the left wing is hurting most.
The mayor announced this morning that they're going to do a blended school schedule for the fall, which is going to be, you know, part of the day you go to the classroom, and then they have a period of time where they wipe down all the desks, and then the kid goes home for the afternoon and does the rest of it online. I don't see how the people you're talking about, Kristen, the ticket takers at the Broadway theaters, the wait staff at the restaurants, I don't see how people working in those daily needed jobs can monitor their kids' schooling and go to work at the same time. It's just they've needed the quasi daycare that the school has come to represent in order to be able to even have their job. And now you're taking away the resource that allows them to do that. I don't know how they get by on this.
The economy is going to hurt from this. There's no question about it. What's happening is that these cities are basically forcing at least one parent in the home to stop working, to care for their child, and also give them education. And unfortunately, there are a lot of parents who won't step up to the plate and won't watch their children and make sure that they are learning at home. And then what you end up with is just a generation of children who missed at least a year of their education, of their educational career. And these are the children that we're sending eventually to college and into the workplace who will be that much less prepared.
Or sadly, Rikers Island. I mean, it's,
exactly.
You know, it's not going to. All right.
Magic.
So read her most recent piece in The Hill. Read her every week in The Hill. She's a contributor and columnist for them. And then make sure you get Tate's take here on Kevin McCullough Radio every Wednesday. Kristen, always appreciative of your mind and your insights. Thanks for being here.
Always love being on the show. Thanks,
all right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a parenting tip and yet to come. More breaking news. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We've got rain and 77 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Vice President Pence says President Trump simply wants to, quote, give states a strong incentive to open up schools this fall after the president threatened to cut federal funding. Earlier today, the president tweeted that Democrats want to keep schools closed for political purposes, adding that he may, quote, cut off funding if not open. A U.S. Army veteran and key witness in President Trump's impeachment proceedings, retiring from the military. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman's lawyers said Vindman has endured a campaign of bullying and intimidation since the impeachment. Vindman says his future forever will be limited because of retaliation from President Trump and the president's allies. Walgreens set to open hundreds of doctor's offices inside its drug stores across the U.S., much like CVS has been doing. Walgreens is partnering with VillageMD to offer scheduled appointments, walk-in home visits with telemedicine as well. Taking a look at traffic, alternate side is suspended, meters in effect. We've got delays on the Belt Parkway westbound Ocean Parkway to the Verrazano. FDR northbound solid from the 30s to the 60s. Inbound George good to go as stall cleared off the upper level. Outbound Lincoln 10 outbound Holland 20. A stall on the parkway south, but at 145 for 280 has been cleared in Newark. An accident on Route 21 southbound has been cleared. And an accident on the Parkway southbound by 89A is still being cleared. It's a crash on the Palisades Parkway northbound near exit 11. Earlier heavy rain that we had in Orange County, especially along 84, looks like that has subsided for now. Your forecast: on and off showers for the rest of today. The overnight low 73 degrees. Thursday mostly sunny and 88. Friday showers and 80. Now you know what's going on. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do. But guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling, or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They miss the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Hey, have you ever wanted to invest in innovative startups or private companies but didn't know how to get access? That's when you needed Our Crowd. Our Crowd gives accredited investors access to early-stage investments in some of the most promising pre-IPO companies in the world. Each year, Our Crowd reviews thousands of companies and selects just a few dozen of the best ones. Then, Our Crowd invests its own capital and gives you an opportunity to invest with the same pre-negotiated terms. And now, my listeners can start a free Our Crowd account at info.ourcrowd.com, info.ourcrowd.com/Brager. Our Crowd has invested in almost 200 companies to date, some of which have IPO'd successfully, like Beyond Meat, or been bought by companies like Nike, Oracle, Uber, Comcast, Intel, and Snap. Don't miss out on this unique opportunity to invest in world-changing startups. The Our Crowd account is free. Just go to info.ourcrowd.com/Brager. info.ourcrowd.com/Brager.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We need to listen to the voices of our parents as we plan, as we prepare, as we think about what they are saying about people they know best, their own children.
Well, okay, I don't know if you are listening to the parents, Mr. de Blasio, because I haven't found any parents yet that like this idea of the blended day. You go to school in the morning, teachers wipe everything down, give it an hour to dry, bring in the other kids in the afternoon, you're doing half of it in person and half of it online, and no one's going to be able to have a regularly set schedule. I mean, this is, I don't know, to me, it seems like a bunch of hogwash, but we'll have to see how it plays out. Here to discuss how parents can survive in the midst of all this is our parenting expert. The Parenting Express is the name of this segment, and I'm glad to have Shelley Goldberg on the team. Shelley, you've been looking at this. You've been thinking about this. You heard what the mayor had to say this morning. How do the parents make their way through this?
Oh, my God, Kevin. If parents weren't stressed out before, they certainly are stressed out now. I mean, is it part-time? Is it alternating? Is it 1 to 3 days a week? How do you fit that in with work? Do you keep your job? Do you lose your job? Wow. Wow. So in Googling around, I found this wonderful, wonderful set of tips from a Dr. Ballett. And she's with a medical university in South Carolina. And I wanted to share this with your listeners.
All right, let's do it.
And hopefully this will bring down some of the stress, some of the anxiety. Number one. Rest assured, parents, you are not alone. That the anxiety, the uncertainty, not knowing where all of this is going, sometimes just knowing that you're going through this with a whole community, with the city, with your friends, you know, it's like being trapped in an elevator and knowing there are other people in the elevator, not just you.
Okay.
So console yourself with the fact that you're not going through this alone. Two, set aside time to learn about deep breathing. This is great stuff. It's the sympathetic versus the parasympathetic. I don't know exactly how it all works, but all the professionals I've spoken to, they stand by this. This really works. It's about breathing through the nose and counting to four as you exhale. There are apps, Kevin, that you can go to. You can Google it, but if you want me to suggest two, Breathe to Relax and Universal Breathing. It will explain how this is all done, but this stuff really works. Three, know that it's okay to ask for help. That means asking someone to pick up the groceries for you or calling up a friend and just say, I need to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Four, it's always, if you focus on acts of kindness, writing thank you emails or thinking about who else would love to hear from you, if you're not thinking about yourself and you're focusing on what other people need, it's an amazing thing how that can bring down anxiety and stress.
All the medical studies show that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, not just COVID going through this. Anytime you're going through a crisis, if you turn outward and try to make other people's lives better, it seems to be a general rule of thumb that is almost therapeutic for you.
Brilliant. Yes. And so do a lot of that. Five, timing is everything. So yes, you want to listen to you and you want to listen to the radio and you want to watch TV. Don't do it before you go to sleep. You know what I mean? And also try and listen to good news, just like the segment that we're doing. Find those good news stories, right? Six, find a quote, a mantra, something that you can repeat to yourself every morning. Something that I like, it's Tony Robbins. It's when you're grateful, fear disappears and abundance appears. So find something that works for you and every day just tell yourself, okay? Seven, creative activities where you're using your hands. You want to work that into your daily routine, mom and dad. Painting, gardening if you can get outside, playing an instrument, which I know you do, Kevin.
Yeah.
Cooking. When you're using your hands, anxiety and stress diminish. Eight, explore all the apps that help with mental health. There are great ones like Calm, C-A-L-M, and Headspace. Nine, write it all down. Write everything down in a journal, how you're feeling. And if all else fails, go to Netflix. I'm recommending David Foster. I saw this great documentary biography. He's the music arranger. It was fabulous. So go to Netflix if you can't find anything else. The article for more tips, Dr. Wendy Billette, and I'll give you the connection so your listeners can go there and find the.
Yeah,
other
we'll
tips.
Put that up on the podcast page. You know, it's interesting. I didn't know there was a documentary out about David Foster. What a tremendously talented musician and producer for all those years that he was.
Everyone, that. Celine Dion, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston.
Oh, Chicago.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
yes.
He did it with everybody. Well, Shelley, these are extremely helpful, and I'm always grateful for your input. And as the parents are thinking about all that they're going to be facing coming up this fall, friends, you've got to take charge, take control, make sure that you're not letting it get the best of you. And these are 10 simple things that you can implement. And if you missed any of them, go back and re-listen to this podcast. You can get it at KMC Radio's section on iTunes and at SoundCloud. And Shelley, as always, we are so appreciative of your effort in bringing it to us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back. More news. Don't go away.
Could your Remington rifle fire on its own? It's a danger that could be affecting hundreds of thousands of them. This weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi gets the scoop on the story with Arthur Bryant, the chairman of Public Justice, America's public interest law firm. And what unfair requirement could keep you from getting medical care? You'll be shocked. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
The people in this movie share three things in common. They're courageous, they've had a life-changing experience, and they're Black American conservatives. These are the voices of the movie, Uncle Tom.
I don't remember the actual day, but I remember the emotion that I felt when it happened.
I'm often asked, was there an epiphany?
I started asking questions.
As I became more politically aware,
a lot of the way that I saw things began to change.
All of this information I've been taking in for several years.
A continuation of these kind of contradictions.
I had bought into all of these lies.
You begin to see what the real agenda is.
This is the movie the leftist Democrats do not want you to see. These are the people they do not want you to hear. Their stories will shock you. Their journey will amaze you. Their courage will challenge you. Go to UncleTom.com. Buy it now on pay-per-view. UncleTom.com. Do you have the courage? to discover the truth. Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're anything like me, when you get that craving, you know what I'm talking about. For good Italian food, you want to eat the best of the best. And there's no place better than Michael's of Brooklyn. Located on Avenue R and Nostrand, Michael's of Brooklyn is a true neighborhood staple. Family owned and operated by Fred and his brother John. They've been in business since 1964, so stop in and experience an unforgettable meal at one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, according to Food Network. They have set up a beautiful outdoor area to keep you safe and healthy while you eat and enjoy that delicious Michael's of Brooklyn food. It's truly homemade, and in case you were wondering, they have the only nationally sold pasta sauce cooked and packed at the source. You'll love the authentic Italian flavors of their baked penne alla vodka, stuffed artichokes, and sausage contadina. Head to Michael's and experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. Call 718-998-7851 and make your reservation. I guarantee they'll have you coming back for more. 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, I was talking again this morning with another one of, actually one of my coworkers who is very, very discouraged as she drives through this great city. And she said, Kev, you know, our corporate offices are going to reopen on the 15th of July. She said, I don't know if I'm of the state of mind to go back to work every day in Lower Manhattan. And I couldn't blame her. Friends, the city's a mess, and we've got a lot of problems that are not being addressed and not being solved. Today, the mayor decided to publish his plan, his intention for how the school should open in the fall. Here to discuss is New York's most beloved billionaire, and maybe someone who will be mayor in this great city someday. There are a lot of us who would like to see that occur. But John Catsimatidis, the owner proprietor of the Red Apple Group and also Gristiti's and D'Agostino grocery stores and many other things in the portfolio, he joins us every Wednesday at this time. John, thanks for being back. The plan is out. New York City public schools, they're going to open. They're going to blend the schedule. So your kid is going to have to go to like 2 hours in the morning, and then they're going to take a 2-hour cleaning break so they can wipe everything down. And then they're going to go home and have to do more learning in the afternoon. I don't know how that's going to help New Yorkers who basically need to be at work all day. But this is the thing that they've come up with. Your thoughts on Mayor de Blasio's reopen program?
I think we have a mess on our hands. I am not sure that program works like that. And we haven't heard from de Blasio. Well, we heard from de Blasio. We haven't heard from Governor Cuomo yet, who constantly disagrees with de Blasio. And Governor Cuomo says, I'm in charge.
Well, I wish somebody would be in charge because, and you know this, John, you employ a lot of people in New York City at all your stores and all your locations. And a lot of those folks need the schools to be open so that they can go to their jobs during the day. How do people go back to work if their kids can't go to school?
I believe that we should have the kids go back to school because we're hurting the kids, and we should resume normal. And look, we still have 2 months to go. So if something is going wrong, we can stop it. But at least we should plan to open it.
Yeah.
In other words, plan to go forward, and hopefully everything is going to work out great. And if the week before we're supposed to open, something's going wrong, you can press the off button.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be.
Know, if we don't do it now, you can't press the on button the last minute.
Well, it's going to be very difficult, I think, for New Yorkers to stay in New York. And I think, sadly, I mean, I read a sobering statistic last week. 550,000 middle-class New Yorkers have left the city since the pandemic. 550,000 just in the last however many weeks that is, 16 weeks or so. You can't keep having a bulk of your workforce leaving your metro area like that and keep getting the revenue you need for the city, keep getting the revenue you need for the state. I mean, it's all going to fall in on itself.
Curtis Lewa sends me texts every morning of the Upper West Side and the Upper East Side with moving vans.
Yeah.
And I'm out here in Long Island, and a lot of the people who live in New York have applied for school in for their kids in the Hamptons area,
right,
or in the Long Island area, because they don't plan to come back and send their kids to schools in the city.
It's going to be I don't see how going half a day and then doing half of it online the other half of the day. I don't see how that's going to work. We will see what happens, though. Let me move.
See, the other dangerous thing is parents are concerned about sending their kids on the subway.
Yeah. Well, the safety issue is a whole different issue. I mean,
the safety issue is, I think, is just as big as the education issue.
No doubt.
We're going to be talking about it in our 5 o'clock hour.
Well, and John, for the kids that are going to the really accelerated schools, you've got sometimes a very long commute on a piece of public transit to get there. I just think there's so much about this that is not looking good for the fall. Let me transition to this story. The Supreme Court, you know, they've been very busy this spring and now in the summer, and they've released a lot of their rulings. Today they said that the Trump administration was constitutional, and not by a small vote. This was 7-2 when he decided to exempt faith-based organizations from Obamacare's requirement for everyone to be provided contraception. Now, the main group that was highlighted in this case was the Little Sisters of the Little Sisters of the Poor, because they, as part of the Catholic Church, don't believe that contraception is something that they should be required to participate in as Catholics. I'm evangelical. We don't have the same kind of problem with that issue that the Catholics do. But I certainly support their right as Catholics to say, we don't believe in this. We shouldn't be forced to try it. Evidently, the Supreme Court agreed with President Trump on this.
Well, I agree with it, too. I mean, you can't force religious institutions to do abortions. I mean, it's against their religion.
Yeah.
And I think the Supreme Court, with a 7-2 decision, made the right decision. I wonder who the two that voted against it.
Well, I don't think that's probably very mysterious. I'm going to guess it was Ginsburg and Sotomayor, but I need to look it up. I haven't seen it yet. Okay, in the final minute that we've got left, John, the president sending out a very stern warning to his fellow Republicans. Basically, he says we are in a culture war. And he's not talking about like marriage and abortion, that stuff. He's talking about the culture of the country, like that we are going to lose traditional constitutional democracy if Republicans don't get tough and start pushing back against these crazy leftists that are taking everything over. Your reaction to the president's statement?
I agree with the president 100% because the Democrats are afraid to stand up and go against mob rule. And it's a few thousand criminals on the streets, and a few, you know, mobs, and you can't go the way the mobs want you to go.
Yeah. The Black Lives Matter leader in Philadelphia actually said yesterday she's got a 5-year plan to do away not only with the police, but to get rid of all military bases around the world. I'm like, okay, good luck with that one. Like, I don't think the American people are going to buy that at all.
You know, we're laughing, but I'll give you the worst case scenario. You ready?
Actually, John, hold that thought. Let's get it when we come back for our final segment. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code, The Answer.
Folks, if you're struggling with unresolved tax issues and still haven't called my friends at Rush Tax, the IRS mandate to offer as much relief as possible to help during this pandemic ends July 15. Don't wait until your paycheck's garnished or your bank account gets cleaned out. If you thought it was hard to get someone on the phone at the IRS before, they're going to be dealing with millions of people flooding their phones for help. You need to call the top guns at Rush Tax right now to protect you and your assets before it's too late. They have a priority hotline to the IRS and can get to work on your case immediately while everyone else sits on hold for hours. They're signing people on right now. You're crazy to wait. Rush Tax is A-plus rated with the BBB with an incredible zero complaint history. So call them today for a free IRS transcript investigation. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021. 800-485-3021 or rushtaxresolution.com.
Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable, and I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast, and ask for the resources, ask for the information. Get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place, the film about Corrie Ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pauli, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action packed film of the Dutch Underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at salemnow.com and save 20% with the promo code WNYM. Return to the Hiding Place at salemnow.com, promo code WNYM. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Cats at Night with John Katzimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970. The Answer. What what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm so excited, friends. I don't know if you've been following on my social media, but the hashtag Move 100, have you joined? Are you one of the 100 people who will join me in moving 100 miles in 100 days? I started on Father's Day. We're on day 18. We've done 35.7 miles in 18 days, which is a little more than 2 miles a day. And it's not been difficult. Yeah, I can go as fast or as slow as I want. But I am getting my body going. I'm moving and I'm doing those things that are keeping me healthy. If you would like to join, just send me an email, kmcradio@gmail.com, or go on any of my social media, like the post about the Move 100, hashtag Move 100, and then just tell me that you're joining. And then all you have to do is this: get up and move each day. If you go a mile, 1 mile a day in 100 days, you're going to go 100 miles. But it's simple to do, and I'd love you to join us, kmcradio@gmail.com. Now, John Catsimatidis has held over for just a bit longer, and John, you were going to give us an example of just how ridiculous the left has gotten. Go ahead and take it away.
Joe Biden picks a person that's really not qualified, but is picking the person because of the color of their skin and because of that she's a female instead of a male, et cetera, et cetera. You know, me, I pick the most qualified person. If you pick out the wrong person, and Joe Biden, you know, if he's not well and something happens to him, you're going to end up with a de Blasio type as president of the United States. What happens then?
Well, they were floating 2 nights ago. They were floating Susan Rice's name, the woman who lied to all of America on the Sunday morning shows a couple of years ago, saying that, you know, some video had caused the Benghazi attack in 2012. If that's our vice president, you know, and most of Americans do not believe that Joe Biden is well. That's the problem. 55% believe he's got some sort of health challenge.
He does have something. And if he can't make it through 4 years, whoever he picks as vice president can become president. And then we're in, how do you say, deep doo-doo.
That's right. All right. Hey, quickly, what's coming up on your big broadcast tonight? I know that you've been very concerned about these violent shootings all over the country.
I believe the chief of patrol for the New York Police Police Department is coming on. He's the number two man. He's in charge of all the precinct, and he's very, very much concerned about what's going on. So he's our primary guy.
All right. That's coming up just after Kevin McCullough Radio, only on AM 970 The Answer here in New York. You can listen online anywhere in the world, am970theanswer.com. John, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for the extra time today.
Oh, thank you, and I'll see you at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're just around the corner. Always appreciate it, John. Appreciate you, friend. Thanks for listening. Stay with us if you're here in New York.